Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most companies will tell you that two of the most important skill sets they are looking for when interviewing college graduates are communications and critical thinking, which is why our next guest's institution launched a program 3 years ago to help students develop these and other skills that are in high demand by today's business world. Peter Gaska is director of the Kobe Institute at Coastal Carolina University. He joins us now by phone from his office in Conway, South Carolina. Peter, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks again.
So first of all, give us the background here on the Kobe Institute. You might want to start with how that name is spelled and how that name came about.
Sure. Kobe is actually short for Community and Business Engagement. Too much of a mouthful, so we rebranded a couple of years ago to Kobe. And it's basically a program that was started in the Wahl College of Business to help students bridge the gap between what they were learning in the classroom and application in real life with real life businesses. The organization was student run for a few years before I stepped in as the director 3 years ago to put more format and more structure into it. But right now we have an active roster of about 20 students who we just pair up with companies in and across South Carolina, the Southeast, and we've even done international consulting projects. Students need more than just learning textbook definition. They need to be able to apply it while they're here. And I think that's helped a lot of our students land better jobs out of college.
And what are the requirements for a student to partake in this project?
There's an extensive interview process. So they interview with me as well as the existing students or a panel of existing students. And then they go through a final approval process and background check. And because we're dealing with often sensitive client information with our customers. So we want to make sure that we're putting the best students forward. We typically deal with business students and undergraduate students, but we've taken everybody from freshman all the way up to senior. And last year we expanded and took a biology major, and we're looking at some more humanities majors. It creates a more of a cross representative of the students and gives more diverse feedback for a lot of our clients.
Now, did the impetus for this program come from local companies in your area?
Yes, I think originally when it was a student-led organization, we had requests from local businesses to do research. And when I stepped in, I wanted to also add the opportunity to critically think and apply and make suggestions to companies. But I don't think businesses typically look to universities for that type of feedback. I think a lot of the times businesses look to universities and student groups to say, well, I can leverage this to get research and to get a young perspective. But they really don't look to universities to say, well, I could get real business consulting services from there.
Well, walk us through a real-world example, if you can.
Right now, we're working with a client who is doing very well in sales, but needs help with finding distributors and suppliers. And vice versa, we've got two or three clients right now that have never done social media marketing, so really don't understand the inner workings of it. And I've got students that are really good at social media marketing, understand what draws people in, what gets their attention, and what gets people to act. And so we do social media strategies for them, and in some cases, we implement it for them.
Is there a charge to the companies for these services?
We do charge a fee. Typically, it is negotiated, but regardless, it is far less than you would have to pay for any kind of major consulting services.
And do the students receive payment?
They do. They do. This is actually run like a business on campus. The students are paid for their time. They track their time as they would in a consultant type of job. And we engage with the clients exactly like we would if we were a real business.
And have some of these students, since this has started, moved on to some of the companies that they provided consulting services to?
We have placed people into internships. A lot of the businesses we deal with, again, are smaller. So inevitably, what we aim to do is to get students into an internship where they can implement some of the solutions that we have offered them. But we have gone on to place all the students into positions after graduation. We basically have 100% graduation rate or graduation placement rate within our students by themselves. And they're typically higher paying upper end jobs because of the experience they're getting here.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Peter Gaska is director of the Kobe Institute at Coastal Carolina University and their Wall College of Business. He joined us by phone from his office in Conway, South Carolina. We will have a link to the Institute posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.